All right, so the external medical review, the way this is set up is you've got MCO sends a decision, or the agency sends a determination about an application for benefits of some sort, whether it's PDN hours, MBCP, whatever. Then the person, if they disagree, they file the appeal with the MCO. The MCO makes a decision, notifies the client. Then they get the internal appeal. It's after the internal appeal is done, then they have the option to request an external medical review in addition to requesting the fair hearing. Keep in mind that the external medical review is part of the fair hearing process. That was important because we needed to make sure that, one, it didn't mess with the MCO rules that they have to live with, but it also makes sure that we maintain continued benefits for the client during the process. After the MCO finishes the internal appeal, if the person disagrees, can file the request for external medical review and fair hearing. And then the external medical reviewer's determination will establish the minimum, the floor, basically, of what the client needs. So so let's say that it's for PDN, just because I just did a long PDN review, it's on my mind. So let's say the request is for 120 hours of private duty nursing for a child. And the agency, MCO, drops it back to a recommendation of, say, 70 hours a week. They request the external medical review. The medical reviewer does a review and determines that instead of 70, it should be 85. The person then gets the fair hearing if they still want the 120. The floor for us then is not the initial, or for the fair hearing officer, is not the 70, it's now the 85. And then the question is, the hearing officer then hears the evidence and determines, is it appropriate at 85? It can go no higher than the requested 120. But the hearing officer has a smaller area to work with because the EMR decision now establishes what the decision is going to be based at. Does that make sense with everybody? Okay. So how it works, adverse determination by the MCO, file an appeal. The appeal comes back. It may change the decision, but it's still not what the client requested. The client then requests through the MCO, because it's required in order to get a fair hearing, requests the internal appeal. That's done. It may be that, you know, you may provide more evidence, more information, more doctor stuff. The MCO doc may be able to talk with the providers more, whatever. Then a decision is made at the internal appeal level. That's handed to the client. The client still disagrees. At that point, you file the request for the EMR. Now, when the notice that comes from the MCO will have the information about how to request both the fair hearing and the EMR. So they're working on the notices right now. We don't have them ready yet, and there'll be more stakeholder, communications, because they want to make sure that the notices are readable and understandable for everybody. But basically, the notice will say, you have the right to a fair hearing, you have a right to an EMR. Do you want a fair hearing only? Check. Or do you want a fair hearing and an external review? Check. If you don't want either, then you just throw it away. So, and then once that notice has been submitted, that puts it into the state fair hearing or our fair hearing officer's hands. And then at that point, it's treated just like any other fair hearing. Oh, and by the way, there's a 10-day turnaround on the EMR. So there are federal rules that deal with the amount of time we can take from the time a fair hearing is filed until it's completed. For the MCO world, it's 120 days from the date of the internals. The internal is done. So we've limited the EMR to 10 days. And then at that point, then we have to set the fair hearing, and then the decision, we have a turnaround to the 120th day to actually do the decision. Now, that does not always mean that it's going to happen on by the 120th day, because as y'all all know, frequently continuances are necessary for whatever reason. You're trying to get more information. Y'all are still talking amongst yourselves with the agency reps to see if there's a way to finesse what is needed and come to an agreement. So some of the continuances go on forever, especially if there's an illness. We try to get those cases done as quickly as possible, but we also want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to put together as much information as possible so that they can be successful in the hearing if that's the appropriate, if taking that extra time to get that extra information is necessary, then that's what we want to do. Now, keep in mind, though, that we can't get new information. Any fair hearing decision, fair hearing is going to be based on the case action that was originally appealed. So if there is new information that is submitted by the appellant, that information will be submitted to the agency as well. If the fair hearing officer receives it as part of the fair hearing process, they will send it to the agency and say, hey, please take a look at this. Is this something that changes your determination? And so it may be that there's backing and forthing before it ever actually comes to hearing, and there may have been a change from the initial determination, but it's still not up to the point where what the client wanted is for the appeal.